We are learning Masechtas Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayin on base, and we are beginning three lines from the top. Amar Rabba, Loi Lodutz Inish Luva by Shana. You shouldn't make agat first. Like if this is a problem actually with a kashkol. You shouldn't first make the agat and then stick the hadasim and the arava is inside it. Why? Doing not three entire fe. Maybe some leaves will fall off. V'ava chatzitza, and you'll end up having a chatzitza between bein min lemin. Rashi says between the hadasim and the lulav, or the arava and the lulav, you're going to have leaves, loose leaves, which is a chatzitza. So don't do that. But Rav Amar, no, it's not a problem. Min b'mina and a chaytzis. Min b'mina is not chaytzis. A hadas for a hadas, not chaytzis. So Rashi learns always the havim in here. There's a chatzitza between the minim. Freit Rashash, what's the problem? What's the problem having a chatzitza? What's the problem having a chatzitza? It says anywhere that you have to have a chatzitza between the minim. So Rashash says, no, the problem is it's going to be a chatzitza between your hand and the lulav. If there's something between the hadas and the lulav, and I'm holding it, there's a hepsi between me and the lulav. That's what Rashash learns. But others learn, no, that even Fidamandim, they'll hold you, don't need agad, it still has to be together. You still, the Rebbein Tamshit is, the Ma'akav says that you have to take the lulav, hadas, and rabbis together, we're adding chatzitza, else the minim itself. That's how the others, what? Yeah, grab that. So you're telling good. There's a raya from a four. We have a four Gemara about Esri being machshir the Esri. Remember, before we had a child, why can't you use Truma? Because it's going to get wet and become hukshir the Tumma. How is it going to get wet? Because you put the lulav in the water and that's going to get wet. Well, how's it getting wet? I'm holding like this. How's it getting wet? Parrots is a raya from there. You have to touch it. There's the kapas tamarim. Raya from there, they have to touch it together. It's a kapas tamarim ready who brings this raya. So it's not before of Yashu's days. And it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch also about the car of Zelza, about touching, things touching each other.
Yeah. Those leaves technically become like muksa?
Yeah, they are muksa. So but you're not touching it.
Right.
You're not touching it directly. It's in between there. It's sitting there.
So isn't that technically you're holding muksa?
So, right. So holding muksa, if you're holding muksa like agav other things, it's not a problem. If you have muksa on this end of a head, I go like this, I'm not going to move it. If the thing that it's mutter is more chasha. So therefore, I guess here you're holding a deal acher. But it's, technically, you're right, it is muksa.
The leaf would fall off, but it would be technically, right?
If leaf falls off, what?
So you have it together.
Right.
And
so
at least one of the
arrows
falls off,
it's
in between.
That's what we're talking about. It's because mim b'mina ene chaytzes, that's what Rabbi says. Mim b'mina ene chaytzes. Even disconnected, that's the whole Gemara it's talking about. That's the whole Gemara. So it's disconnected chatzitza. Mim b'mina ene chaytzes. Vam rabba. Another halacha. Le logo is inish lulava b'hishana. You shouldn't. Let's say a guy has very, very long lulav and he's diving somewhere in a basement and he knows when every time he hits a room, they hit the roof. So what you do? Hit the ceiling. So he cuts the bottom off. He says, don't cut the bottom of the lulav off after the agad done. Why? Because the leaves will be stuck in there and leaves will be a chatzitza. Because the loose leaves that are not attached will be a chatzitza. Omer Rabba, let's ish lulav v'hashan and nishtar hutza v'hav a chatzitza. Rabba, Omer, mim b'mina ene chatzitza. My son, mim b'mina is not chatzitza. But Omer, what? No, not possible. No. But you like cut it loud. What? No, it's still loud attached. Where a lulav is, every few inches, there's more leaves. So you can have a whole full lulav, you just cut the bottom off, yeah.
I guess you do that.
Yeah.
Good, people.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Even most of them don't do that. Chop it down in order to make it proper size. Instead of having 8 foot
lulav. Hadash mitzvah, also l'hariach ba. Rabbi says, a hadash mitzvah, you set aside a hadash for the mitzvah of the dalamidim, you can't, now I smell it. Because huksa l'mitzvah, so you have a full idea that if you put something inside the mitzvah, you now have a no. Esrik shal mitzvah, mut l'hariach ba. Esrik shal mitzvah, you all have to smell it. We'll speak out the halacha l'maaseh in a second.
Why can't you just say that I'm just making a bracha because it'd be part of the mitzvah also? If I want to make a bracha out of it, why? I want to smell it, so I want to make a bracha out of it.
We'll talk about bracha in a second. We're now having a bracha. We're saying, are you allowed to smell it? It's off limits. Hadash mitzvah is off limits. It's made for mitzvah. You're not allowed to smell it. You're not having enough of it. We'll speak about bracha in a second. Let's learn the Gemara. Esrik shal mitzvah, mutar l'riach bo. Esrik shal mitzvah, you're allowed to smell it. My timer. Hadas l'reicha koi. Hadas that the whole. What is a myrtle? A myrtle is made for smelling. That's what it's made for. So when I set it aside for mitzvah, I'm setting aside the smelling. When I set it aside for mitzvah, I'm setting aside its essential tachlis of it, which is smelling. I'm saying, no, this is setting aside for mitzvah. Esrig, the main point of Esrog, the main tachas of Esrog is la'achila koyitz, achila. Ki ksayim, it says on a mitzvah, means ma'achila ksayim. I'm not going to eat it, I'm putting it aside for a mitzvah. But smelling, I'm allowed to do. So it's telling from this Gemara that a hadas shal mitzvah, you're not allowed to smell, but a esrog shal mitzvah, you're allowed to smell. Now there's a Mardchai over here, in the Mardchai, printed in the back of Masechta Sukkah, Simon Tovshin and Aleph, says like this, Kosar Avya, the Amariach boy, the person who smells the esrog, Chai Lavarach Hashem Nosa Reach Toi V'Peri, that's make the bracha. Ve'einir L'Rabbeinu Simcha, the Olav L'Reicha Avida. Rabbeinu Simcha says that you don't make a bracha, why not? Because it's not made to smell, it's made to eat, therefore, you don't make a bracha. So therefore, comes the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that the Shulchan Aruch, therefore paskins, that you should not smell it for that reason. The Shulchan Aruch, in Tof Reish Nun Gimel, speaks out, Gabi, smelling it, people always like smelling it, it's very negated, it's halacha, it's not halacha. It says, Hada shal mitzvah osa l'riach boy, ava esrik shal mitzvah mutal l'riach boy, min ha-din. Ella zokta machaber, shilafi shenechleku, since it's machlekes in mevarchum v'lam lav, machlekes we make a bracha, yesh l'menoya me l'riach boy, you should not smell. That's what it says. Zokta mishabrua, what? No, but since you don't know what bracha to do, what to do? You're not sure if you make a bracha, nice, you shouldn't smell.
Well, not because it's not good enough,
it's
not, we don't know
what right, we said we let it smell. Right, it's not exciting itself, but you don't know what to do, so you don't do it. Zokta mishabrua. Zokta mishabrua. Wait a second, that's after. L'mitzvah. Avakoidim, he says, even on Sukkah, Zokta mishabrua, avakoidim ayach l'riach boy, l'kulam yach l'varach, make a bracha. But it says, V'yash oimrim, v'yash oimrim, kol shavas yomim. All 7 days you shouldn't smell it. Elamai says, that's the minig. In all 7 days you should not smell your esrig, v'dafka, because the shayla about a bracha and different shaylas. But afterward you could. What? Because since it's not l'reich, it's made for mitzvah right now. What? This is made for mitzvah. I'll read you what the Mishmaru explained. The fish ikra ena. What? Well, first day, why first day? Yeah, he says, since it's not made, what's the esrog on Sukkot is a mitzvah. It's a chefshah mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on it. Because that's his whole tachlis on Sukkot. But after Sukkot, you could say, I want it for smell, and therefore I can make a bracha.
I think it's dedicated for one mitzvah.
Yes, it's there for a mitzvah. You can't make a bracha. It's not the b'salmim of dollar. It's b'chlal. You don't use it. It's a smell. Therefore, you can't make a bracha. And therefore, the whole 7 days you shouldn't use it. L'maisa. That's the lach l'maisa.
Then why can they, if I don't use it to smell, then what's the point? Then if I don't use it to smell, then why is there an issue of smelling it?
Because I don't know if I make a bracha now. It's a machleik to make a bracha. Anything that machleik is to make a bracha, you should not do that thing. You should not do something. Don't get into suffic brachas. So
I'm like a string.
What?
When I sell the string,
could
smell.
No, maybe.
He's using it for the mitzvah.
Well, okay, Yacharami. If he's not using it for the mitzvah. If he's not using it for the mitzvah, if someone else uses it for the mitzvah, same thing.
No, but he has extra strings.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. He's using it for decorations, yeah.
It's a bit after that person, if I'm using my esrog and I get up in that morning, it's Sukkot morning and I want to go.
Right, can't say you can't do that. Exactly. I'm a rabbi. Now I'm going to go back to a little Hilchos Shabbos here. Amar Rabba, hadas b'mechubur, if you have a myrtle, if a hadas that's attached, mutal ariach boy, you're allowed to smell it on Shabbos. Let it go over to the tree and take a good sniff. Esrig b'mechubur, also ariach boy, you're not allowed to smell it. Talking about the middle of the year, talking about Pesach time. Esrig b'mechubur, also ariach boy. My time, hadas the ariach koi, hadas that's made for smelling, isharis lay, if you allow him to smell, like also m'gzai, that'll come cut it off because it smells as good when it's attached, or it's not attached, why should you cut it off? But esrog de l'achila koi, he's in the smell, he's like, oh, I want to eat this one. And he's going to eat it. Yishar is the osam egzaya. If you allow him to smell it, he might bite it. Rashi learns that even if you don't take it off a tree, but if you eat it b'mechubur, Rashi's lashon, ein lecha tolosh goydel mezeh. Ein tolosh goydel mezeh if you bite it off a tree. Which is a big nidin in the Achroinim, they say it's only the Rabbanon if you bite something off a tree. It's tolosh, because it's not the derech klisha. But Akbanon, Rashi says a lashon, ein lecha tolosh goydel mezeh. Interesting Rashi. But either way, by esrog, since it's food, if you allow them to smell it, they might say, oh, it's delicious, I want to take a bite of it, and it comes to toilish. V'omar rabba, lulav b'yamin. You hold the lulav on your right hand, the esrog will smell, and you hold the esrog in your left hand, my timer, hani tlosa mitzvah, this is three mitzvahs, v'hai chada mitzvah, and esrog is one mitzvah. Omer yirin l'yar zreika, my tam l'yar v'chin el atiras lulav. Look, it's four mitzvahs over here. There's four different, it's really one mitzvah, it's one mitzvah of dal minim, but there's four different minim here. So why do you only make a bracha al natiras lulav? You should make a bracha al natiras lulav arava hadas v'esrog, you should say. So it's all four. Why does a lulav get special mention and nothing else? Zach the Gemara Hoyol Begavoya Mekulum. Since it's the tallest, so then it's Choshevu Rashi says Nikra Agad Shmoy. The whole thing is called out on the name Lulav. So I think the Gemara the guy Esrik Levarach. So maybe hold the Esrik higher and make a bracha on that. On Malay Hoyol Bemino Begavoya Mekulum. I said the tree of the Lulav is the tallest tree, and therefore that's the most Choshev, and that's the bracha you make. Tais says he should have said even better that it's a bigger shear. It's a bigger shear. It's a taller shear. The other ones are three tefachim, there's four tefachim. Esrog is no, there's no, is much smaller. But like upon him, the Gemara says that since that's the biggest one or biggest tree, you make a bracha of al natilas lulav. Zok the Mishnah Vaitim. We're going after the halacha of nanuim. That one of the halachas of lulav and esrog is you have to certain times you have to shake them. Make called the nanuim. Vehechan hoyu menanuim. By which part of davening do you shake your lulav? So Zok the Mishnah, but Hoydu Lashem Tchilo Saif, it means the first Hoydu. When you say Halal, after Halal Hashem Kol Goyim, Shavchu Kol Umim, is Hoydu Lashem Kitoiv. And you look into Tehillim, that's the beginning of a parasha. And the end of the parasha, after Baruch Abba Hashem Hashem, ends off with Hoydu Lashem Kitoiv. So the first Hoydu and the last Hoydu. That's what you do in Anuim, so far two altogether. Uva Ona Hashem Hashina, and the two times Ona Hashem Hashina, you also do Nanuim. Altogether, four Nanuim. Dibri Beis Hill. You also shake Bara Hashem Aslichana. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Shayfa Yisi Bragamil Rabbi Shua. I was looking at Bragamil Rabbi Shua. Everyone's shaking their lulav. Everyone else was shaking Bara Hashem Aslichana, or maybe means by Haidu. And they only shook Bara Hashem Hashiana. That's what Rabbi Kiva said over. They only shook Bara Hashem Hashiana. So now let's speak out a few things. One, Mayrid the Garach HaShulchan. The Garach HaShulchan says, what happens? So I'll speak at first to Taisus for the Aruch HaShulchan. Taisus speaks out that if according to the Mishnah, and this is the Minig Svard, that you only do four Nanuim by Halal. Four. You do the first Haidu, then you do two by Ona Hashem Hashina, and then you do the last Haidu. Only one time, not twice. The Minig Svard is only four times altogether. Ashkenaz, no, it's not Svardi, Svard, the Hasidic Svard. Svardi does the same thing, but Svardi and Svard, they do only four times. Now, the Taisus brings down from Taz brings down a minig that every time they say hoidu, they shake the lulav. And that's the minig Ashkenaz. Every time the klal says hoidu, they shake the lulav. So it's around four times by the first hoidu, and then the last hoidu, which is two more times. So hoidu alone, there's six hoidus that they're shaking lulav. And Taz's class, when the shatz should do it, and the Gemara says shatz doesn't say hoidu, so he does about yaminah. Taz talks about that ayin deramah. What?
Why only yaminah?
Because that's like you're saying hoidu. You're telling everyone, you say hoidu. That's a yom. It's a command. You know, Beis Aharon. I guess it's different. Yeah, I said it's different. It's different. The Ramos says only by that one. Al Kaponim. That's Taisa brings down. Now, what happens if you're in a shul and you're like you daven svar? You only have to shake four times. It happens to be I always daven a svar place. This reason shouldn't get confused over here. But let's say you're in a place. You're a svarad guy in Ashkenaz. Do you have to shake like them or not? Maybe less is going to do. Zoktar Chasuchan. There's no less going to do. And he says I have a klara raya. Less going to means that you shouldn't be different. If someone wears
I'm wearing tefillin.
Tefillin, you shouldn't be right. You should die in the same place. Let's go. So it's a pasuk in the Torah, and the Gemara dash says it shouldn't do different than the tzibur. It shouldn't be parish from the tzibur. So here, Shaila is it probably parish or tzibur both ways. If everyone's shaking, you're not shaking, that parish Ratzibur. Zok the Aruch HaShulchan is no less going to do here. Why not? Because the Mishnah says a case. Tzoyfa Yisib Rabbi Gamil Rabbi Shua. These are the biggest tonight we ever had. Everyone else was shaking, they weren't shaking. Zok the Aruch HaShulchan is right, no less going to do. And he says the reason, the Lashon, he says the reason is, Alvada, the Kivan She'ein Zechiev Gomor, Yochel Lassus Kpia Nerolos. This is not a Chiev Gomor, you could do what you want, it's no problem, let's go do. Others argue on this, but this is, yeah.
Is that what you're saying, you can't wear, like, if my meaning is to wear tefillin, I cannot wear tefillin in a regular
You shouldn't wear, even though there's some people, there's some who have a Hatarian for that, but yeah, you should really dive in as Nosher. And as Nosher, you should have, that's a Chiev tefillin. Tefillin is a Chiev, so therefore it's not like this case. This is not like a minig. It's like if someone wears a gartel, everyone should wear a gartel. That's like a minig, huh?
The way you shake.
The way it's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. It's also yeah. But that's just my bump into someone.
The
chazan, you have to do what the shul does. Don't damn problem. Zok the Gemara. So that's the halacha. It's interesting. Aruch HaShulchan, but where the Aruch HaShulchan? It's in Tav Resh Nun Aleph. I think the Aruch HaShulchan. Tav Resh Nun Aleph Sif Chav Beis in Aruch HaShulchan. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Now Nu Aman the Chayr Shmei. It starts off the Mishnah. The Heichen Oyim and Adam. Where do you shake? Now who said anything about shaking? Who said anything about Nanu? So the Gemara Hasam Kai could say in the first Mishnah of Lulav HaGazal, it says look how Lulav is by Shloisha Tvachim Kedela Naya by Kasher. It says there's three Tvachim Ukedela Naya by his Kasher. So you see there's shaking. V'kama Heichem Naya. So then the Mishnah asks, where do you do the Nanuim? Where do you do the waving of the Lulav? Now it's not Hasam. Look at the Mishnah. Shtei Alechem Shtei Kifsei Atzeres. This is on Shavuos. You bring two loaves of bread together with two Kifsei Atzeres, which are Shlomim, which are brought on Shavuos. Ketzer Oyser. The loch is, those things need Tnufa Mechayim. While it's alive, it needs Tnufa. So Ketzer Oyser. Mneach Shtei Alechem Agave Shtei Akvasim. You put the two loaves of bread on the two sheep. Mneach Yod Tachtein. You put your hand under it. Umeinif Umeilich. You bring it back and forth. Umeinif. What do you do? Umeilich Umeivi. Umeilich Umeirid. You bring it back and forth and you bring it up and down. Shenema Shehunaf. Vashahuram. Hunaf means you go back and forth. Hurum is up and down. Omrab Yechanan. Moiluch Umeivi Lemisha Abaruch Shaloi. You go back and forth to Davin to Hashem, who owns all four sides of the world. Umeilo Umeirid Lemisha Shemaim Varach Shaloi. And up and down to who's in control of the whole Shemaim Varach, which is Hashem. And it's a shaila, if you do all four directions, there's two directions. So the Mechalik is a shayna. Rashi's mash, we go all four directions, but the Rosh and the Ran bring down that you only do two directions. I'll read the Lashon of the Ran. The Ran's Lashon is, it says, two directions enough, because whoever owns two directions owns the other two also. So you don't have to do all four directions. You're going to, it says, Va'afa pikein dayer l'naneya b'shtei ruchais, sha moishel b'shtei ruchais aylam, the one who's control of two ruchais aylam, moishel b'arba. You have a mind for the four ruches. That's the round learns. That's the minute. Only do two times. We do all four directions, but some rishonim hold two is enough. My Rav Amasto Hachi, Amar Chama Akvam Rav Yisrael Chinah, Moylechu maybe get lots of ruches rights. You go back and forth in order to stop the bad winds that can ruin the crops. Milo Moyle, you go up and down get lots of Tlam Rav in order to stop the bad rains and dews that are not good for the crops. You see, a very good thing. Shiyare mitzvah, even extras of mitzvah. We know from the Gemara and Yuma that tenufa is not ma'akev. Waving the shtei lechem and the shtei kipsei atzeres are not essential to the carbon, to the kapara of the carbon, to the forgiveness of the carbon. It's not essential. It's just extra. But still, if you do shiyare mitzvah ma'akev as a kapronius, that still has the kayach to stop pronius. Someone does a little nice thing, he makes it gets a nice talus. Just makes it a little nicer. He can stop Piranias. Sharei Tanufa Shiyari Mitzvahu Vayitzeres Rucha Islam Ram. He does the extra mitzvah and that will stop the bad winds. Va'omer Rava V'chein V'lulav. Lulav also Yemaylech Umeivi Yemaylech Umeirid. Also you go all four directions and you go up and down and back and forth and maybe all four sides for some Rishonim. Same thing is by Lulav. Same thing that in Tanufa by Shtei Lechem Kipsa Atzeres is the same halacha by Lulav. Rav Acha by Yaakov Mamplei Maisle, when he used to go shake back and forth, Oma, he used to say, Dein Gira Be'ena Sitna. This should be a thorn in the eyes of a Satan. That looks, you look at us, we're doing even the extra mitzvahs, we're doing even, he can't stop us doing mitzvahs. But Lamais Mizlam Melsi, don't talk like that. If you make the Satan too angry, he's going to try to prove that he's right, and he's going to try to prove that he's in control. So don't, you can think it, but don't say it. Don't say that. Now, Tosis brings down on Lama Zayin and Beis, Shem the Yashalmi, that Sarach Lananea Gimel Pa'anim are called Dava Dava. You have to shake three times a called Dava Dava. And the Yashalmi declares, what does that mean? Do you do three times this way, three times back, three times this way? So that's why, if you've ever seen people shaking three times, it's really, it comes from Yashalmi, and Shal had to learn, and they try to chop around Elvi Shita, so they do three times back and forth, and each time they go, they do three times. Trying to chop around the thing. Unless you think that this is like not important, it says, when does a cotton start shaking lulav? Well, he knows how to shake it. So knowing how to wave the lulav is very, very important to know how to do it. So the kedai to look up the halachas to see exactly how to do it. I'll just read you a little bit. Hananuahu shemoylech yodoy mekeneged v'halav yinei nesham. He takes his hand and goes away from himself and he shakes it there. Sholish pom bahilacha, three times on the way there. V'sholish pom avon, three times on the way back. That's what it says. V'achar matay yodai letzad achar. He goes to the next side. V'oisikain. V'chein chol tzad me'arbat stodim umaylo umata. You do it every time. You do it three times by halacha and three times by hava. So that's why if you ever see someone dachtigim, you shake once over here and go out, shake one there. Back here, shake, and out there, and back here, there. Because you do three times in each place. Comes from the Yerushalmi, Moylech umavi.